when Wes Morgan was going to play his 400th game on Saturday, we had a couple of Reds fans that were tweeting congratulations to him, and I responded, thank you for, you know, all the love, but I think you got your Big Wes's mixed up. And from there, we had a couple of exchanges going back and forth, and I asked to be an honorary Forest fan, and the fans there just absolutely took to me. It was more than I could have ever imagined.
Before all of this, though, Wes, had you even heard of Nottingham Forest?
No. So, before all of this, I was telling someone earlier that my biggest introduction to football was a Little League game I went to with a co-worker, but that was about it.
And the thing is, as well, the Forest fans have taken you so much to heart, Wes, that haven't they raised money to send you a shirt?
Yes. This has been way more than I deserved. I had nothing but the name, you know, and so this story is really all about how wonderful these fans are. I'm just kind of a byproduct of the whole thing, and I think they were looking for something to rally around, something to get excited about the team about, and I just happened to be lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time.
So what are you going to do with the Forest shirt when you get it?
I am going to take loads of pictures. I'm going to change my profile picture on Twitter, and I'm going to wear it with pride.
Now, you know, you said that this is, you know, it's a tribute to the way that Forest fans feel, which is true, yes, but I think it's also a tribute to the internet and how it unites people, isn't it? You know, here you are on one side of the world, here are a group of Forest fans on the other side of the world, and yet you're communicating with each other and sending shirts and, you know, it brings the world together.
It absolutely does. I've had people that have given me hellos from as far as Iceland, and there is no way that I would have spoken with somebody as far as Nottingham or Iceland, you know, were it not for Twitter and for the internet. This is absolutely phenomenal.
Now, Wes, you were listening to the game last night, weren't you? You were listening to BBC Radio Team's coverage last night, and did you have a clue what was going on?
So I've done a lot of reading. I've got a lot of tweets that you know, have given me a quick lesson ahead of time. So when we scored last night, I certainly knew what that was. But yeah, people were explaining to me what offsides was. People were telling me what free kicks were. And it was definitely a hurry-up lesson.